In the past week, I gave an exposition as to where exactly Strimillis College and the merger with Queen's stands today. That particular exposition, which highlighted the readiness of the Democratic Unionist Party to jettison any merger in the absence of some change of status within St Mary's College, sparked a huge debate, with hundreds and hundreds of people tuning in to hear exactly what I had to say. I have with me now the chairman of the Board of Governors of Strimillis College, who is going to cast further light on the dilemma facing Strimillis College in the eventuality of a merger with Queen's not taking place. Stephen Costolo, could you crystallise what exactly would be the potential threat, danger, deficit to your college come next year if that merger is not kicking in?
Well, we very much hope that the merger will kick in. The reality that will improve the quality and the standard for students and staff. If it doesn't kick in, we, from next year, which is from August 2012 onwards, will go into a deficit. And I think that it's highly unlikely that ever again Strimillis will actually be able to manage without cutting back staff and allowing the maintenance backlog to increase. So it's dire. We are on life support. But we have the opportunity, if we merge, of being a Premier League football team, and that's what we want to do, a world class.
Just let's clarify this. What is the deficit? What is your debt? What will be your debt at the end of next year?
We talk off by going in from 50,000, and then in the four-year period, we'll be up to 500,000. But we do have 9 million worth of maintenance backlog that we can see no way of actually paying.
So if the Democratic Unionist Party and Unionist politicians block the merger between Queen's University and Strimillis, what happens to that maintenance project?
Well, first of all, if they do block the project, they are really saying to the controlled sector, we're allowing the quality of offer from the teachers of Strimillis to go down. Now, first of all, we have great staff at Strimillis. They do a great job, but they'll be up against it. And government are going to give us £1.6 million for the next 4 years in terms of capital. The offer from Queen's was effectively £16 million. It would take government 40 years to give us that same figure. It's a no-brainer.
Peter Robertson argues that he wants a single system education here. He also would argue that in the eventuality of a threat to what he calls the ethos of Strimillis College, at the same time as St Mary's College is allowed to continue freestanding, perpetuating a Catholic ethos, then the Democratic Unionist Party will block such a merger. Is that logical?
Well, the ethos of Strimillis is of a non-denomination college. It was set up in the 1920s as a state institution for all religions and none. So we recognise that we produce the teachers for the controlled sector, and in the legislation where the merger was to go through, that would be protected through a stakeholders group acting as an advisory. So that issue is dealt with, and the transferees and the Equality Commission are happy with that.
But when you say it's non-denominational, you cannot erase the perception, though, in the Protestant Unionist community that it's a Protestant college for training Protestant teachers. Do you not accept that?
Yes, that historically is where we are. So it is important that one protects that ethos. And we believe that we have achieved that. And we have worked with the transferors for the best part of a year and a half to get that right.
But the argument being put forward by the Democratic Unionist Party that you're moving towards greater secularisation of Strimillis College in a merger with Queen's University at the same time as St Mary's would appear to be allowed to continue as a functioning body with the Catholic ethos being perpetuated.
Well, I don't think the reality of the situation would end up like that. I think what impact that would have in terms of the number of Catholics coming into the new school of education would perhaps be less than 10, I think, if you look at the actual figures. Now, I worked out, Eamon, and this may be riffy, but it would take 25 years of that happening to change the breakdown of the 26,000 teacher population by 1%. It is so small. So there is a principle there, but the outworkings of that is a very, very slow burner. And the real issue should be quality. The new school of education will produce a world-class school of education which will really enhance the controlled sector. And that's what we would hope the unionist politicians would look at and embrace. And then I think St Mary's will realise the competition is severe.
Is Sir Miller's College, as a teacher training college, doomed if this merger doesn't take place?
Every year we're on a life support machine and we'll be getting more and more critical. That's the reality.
Are you saying then that in the absence of that merger, you'll have no choice but lay more academic staff off in
the forthcoming year? We'll get to a point where our model no longer works, but you know, I, as chairman of the board, have to go and seek legal advice. Can we fulfil our statutory duty? That's the bottom line.
Do you have any sense that an umbrella resolution is going to emerge which will involve Sir Millis, St Mary's and Queen's University?
Well, Strand Millis would have no objection of all three of us being merged together. But, you know, we have no right to speak for St Mary's. We recognise and respect them as an institution, but that choice will be theirs.
But you guys spoke with St Mary's at a specific time, inviting them to consider the approach of integrating, merging, mixing with you guys, and you got a negative response, sir. How, in the name of St Denis, can there be a fairly speedy resolution to this broad problem if St Mary's are not even on the starting blocks of discussing a global or holistic approach to this?
Well, we spoke to St Mary's at the beginning of 2008, as we did to all the teacher training providers, and that was their stance then, and I believe it's their stance today.
Where does that leave you then? If Stephen Farry attempts to amalgamate, to merge, to marry all these, say, where does that leave you? If they refuse to simply say, no, we're not budging.
Well, we're in a dire situation. Quality standards, despite the efforts of our staff, are going to fall because we won't have the capacity to do it in terms of our staff. And the control sector and Northern Ireland are going to lose out. Simple.
So is this strictly down to the politicians then?
Well, they're the final shots. Everything else has been sorted. We have a business case that's been signed off by Sammy Wilson and signed off by Lord MP, two big players. We have the Equality Commission happy with it. We have the transferors happy with it, subject to them seeing the final legislation. It's now in the hands of the politicians, and they are the power holders.
Do you think it's very grave at the moment?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we as a college will be in permanent deficit from next year on. It's dire.
What a bleak picture Stephen Costello, the chairman of St Mary's Board of Governors, has just painted. So, politicians, it's over to you. EamonMalley.com.